one for you. Convincing people to fear their own bodies is an especially insidious form of terrorism. If I can convince you that your body is incapable, weak, stupid, broken, faulty, susceptible, or contagious, and that I have the cure, you are mine. I own you. This is very well said. These scumbags are anti-human. They are against organic life. They want humans to stop reproducing, so they come up with something like this on CNBC. Monkeypox outbreak is primarily spreading through sex, WHO officials say. Sterilizing with Depop shots and demonizing having children. This is a depopulationist propaganda. Is it ethical to have kids in the climate crisis? I was scrolling on my newsfeed and a clip from a podcast called Fresh and Fit popped up. I guess it's a podcast where some self-proclaimed alpha males try talking sense into some young, delusional, pretty women. That's the only way I can really describe it, but one thing that stood out was them telling these young women that they're going to want to have kids one day and they're making a big mistake by not having children while they're still able. These young women responded with, "Hell no." Even the idea of children grossed them out. I want you guys to check this out. This is interesting.
Not everyone wants kids, though.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Your mindset's going to change drastically in the next 5 years.
Everyone
says
that, but I don't think so.
But thinking and mind changing is two different things.
Yeah. Yeah,
The thought of pregnancy gives me actual nightmares. Same. Like wake up sweating type shit. I don't. That's like one of my biggest fears, to be honest. I might adopt one day, but as in me personally, birthing a child, not gonna.
It's one of our superpowers.
I will get a surrogate. I will adopt. IVF. I am not giving birth to a child.
That's so much scarier than it sounds like.
You guys got to remember. You guys could say fuck off. I don't agree with you. Whatever. But here's the thing. You guys are in your prime right now.
Yeah.
21, 25. Mm-hmm. You guys are still attractive. You still get attention from men. You're able to hook up with celebs, whatever it is. I'm telling you right here, right now. Well, for her. I'm telling you right here, right now. I'm going to give you the talk that your big brother or your dad or somebody should have told you. As you get older, your options of men are going to dwindle. I'm going to say that again. Yeah. As you get older, the same men that you're able to get now to spend money on you, take you out on dates, etc., are going to become start to dwindle because men are attracted to youth and beauty. Mm-hmm. There's new girls turning 18 every single day. So these high status men are going to go after them and not you anymore. And as your options dwindle, the world isn't going to be as nice and sunshines and rainbows. And you're going to start to realize, okay, I'm tired of having casual sex with high value men. I need someone to fucking lock my ass down. And you're going to want that security and stability to some degree. A lot of the times, children is one of the biggest personification of security and stability.
Oh, no.
Now, you might say, no, but I'm telling you.
Can I tell you something?
You could be the exception to the rule, but most women get baby rabies right around 27, 28, 29, 30. As your ability to bring children to term, that's facts.
I found this very interesting. Now, no, this is not a podcast I watch. I just found this clip from a news feed. I would never.